This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a really neat organization that I wasn't aware of until just recently, and hoping to give a lot more publicity about this organization, and it's called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And I'd like to welcome into the program, first of all, Ken Kittner. It's good to have you on the program. Ken, it's been a while since I've talked with you.
Yes.
Yes. So it's good to have you here with us.
All right. Well, thank you for having us here.
We also have Keith Hill. And Keith, it's good to have you with us as well.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate this.
And also Alicia Masters. Alicia, it's good to have you with us too.
Yes, it's great to be here. Thank you.
You know, first off, let's find out, for those who may not have heard about this, like I didn't for not until a while back, what is Sleep in Heavenly Peace all about, Keith?
So Sleep in Heavenly Peace is a nationwide nonprofit that supplies beds to needy children. It's all free, 100% donations. Our motto is, no kid sleeps on the floor in our town.
I like that.
Yes, it's an amazing program. And we're just getting started here in Lenawee County. Right now, we're just a hub for Monroe County, a delivery hub. So we only opened up 49221 zip code because Monroe can't support the entire county.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going for training on May 1st and 2nd. And then after the training is complete, we will open up the chapter here in Lenawee County and we'll open up all the zip codes. So all the kids in Lenawee County will have a bed by the time we're done, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. And already there's been some beds already built, right, Alicia?
Yes. Yeah, so we, again, partnered with Monroe, and Monroe came here to our ISD center over there, and we built 50 beds. And then from there, we have now distributed 50 beds to the
49221.
Yeah, and so we have delivered all 50 of those beds as of last week.
Oh, right? Wow. Yeah. Okay, excellent. Now, how does that work? How do you know about where there's the need? Obviously, there is a need here in Lenawee County, Keith.
Yes. So there's a website, shpbeds.org. Anyone can go on that website. And there's a little button that says, request a bed.
Okay.
And it's a very simple application. There's no financial questions. It's just, how many kids do you have? What's, I can't remember all the questions.
Yeah.
But there's only like three questions. Yeah. And it's very simple. Nothing invasive. It's very simple. And when we say that we deliver these beds for free, we deliver them for free. No questions asked.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And obviously, there's a need for it, right, Keith?
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Yes, like Alicia said, we've delivered 50 beds already since November in the 49221 zip code. And that's just the Adrian area.
Yeah.
We have a large county here that we haven't even touched. So we're really looking forward to opening up the county.
Okay. I'm going to ask Ken this question. Ken, you know, you talk about the being able to have the beds and you already delivered 50. Where does all the material come from for these beds?
Well, I think the organization works with Lowe's for one, and we get all the lumber delivered, and it's all set up usually the day before the build. And at the one we had in November, I was just involved in making a short video, and I ended up helping work. We went to one a couple weeks ago in Monroe, and we were there to observe because we're starting up a chapter, and I ended up running the saw for the whole time and cutting all this wood that was one by fours.
Yeah, yeah.
For the headboards and for the slats that go underneath the bed.
And everything, it's, you know, go ahead, Ed.
So everything is donation.
Okay.
We get all of our funds from donations. So this program is about the kids, number one, but it's also about the community. We want to get the community involved. And this is a great way to get a lot of people involved in this program. I mean, it takes a minimum of 70 people to build our beds,
mm-hmm.
if we want to build 50 beds.
Yeah.
It costs approximately $250 per bed. So we really need donations.
Sure.
But we also need community support. There's some jobs within SHP that we need for us, like finance managers, fundraising managers, social media managers. Right now, we only have a couple
of people that are getting things started.
Some positions, right?
Yeah.
I'm the president. She's the vice president. Ken is one of our build managers. We have two build managers, which are very important parts, but there's also some other extremely important parts also, and it doesn't take that much time. There's volunteers we need to watch when people deliver. There's volunteers we need to watch when people build, and it's very minimal time that it takes to be prepared. You know, one Saturday you work 4 or 5 hours, right, to mm-hmm. build beds. And then throughout the week, you may deliver for a couple hours or an hour or once a month, or I mean, nothing is set in stone, right?
Sure.
We play it by ear.
Yeah, Alicia.
And if I could jump in there, that out of that $250 for building the bed, that also consists of the mattress, a pillow, and then we talk with the parents and we get like what the kids want. So if we have a little girl who wants a unicorn bed, we're looking for unicorn sheets and a unicorn comforter, basically the bed in the bag type things.
Yeah.
And so we customize then the beds for each child, individual child, as best we can. And so they're not just getting the frame, they're getting the mattress, the pillowcases, the beddings, the comforters, so that they're set for their first night of success of having a great bed to sleep in, including their favorite sheet set or their favorite character with them.
And when you say $250, that's cheap, you know, considering a bed, you know, even for a child, for that matter.
Well, in SHP, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, right, which we call SHP,
right,
they have this down to a science. They know exactly how much wood is going to be left over when they cut a board. I mean, it's very scientific. They got it.
Yeah.
So we don't waste anything. All the donations we get go to these kids. Everything we get goes to these kids. Initially, we have to buy tools and things like that. But after that, it's 100% beds.
Yeah.
I wish people would go on these deliveries, because these young kids are so excited when they get a bed. We just delivered one last week, and these two little boys were just so excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
It's just tugging at your heart there.
Yes,
Keith.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, and these are the situations that where kids may not have a bed. You know, they may be sleeping on the floor, right? Or they may be sleeping on the couch. Right, Alicia?
Yes. Or, you know, blow up mattresses sometimes. And, you know, so the situation's not ideal for them. And so to be able to have their own bed, and then get a good night's sleep, and then be prepared for school the next day. And, you know, just that whole, just starting out their morning right because they had a good night's sleep.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And we want to make sure the kids get all the best that they can get in order to start off on their lives in a good way, right, Keith?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely. Well, I mean, you're looking at getting the chapter started here in Lenawee County, which I think is just awesome. What type of people? Just anybody can be a part of this, Keith?
Yes, just anybody. And I mean that because there's no special skills required. And initially, we'd like to get some fundraising managers and social media managers, people that can get the word out for us, right?
Yep. Yeah.
But there's also people that assist with the builds and the deliveries and. I mean, and it takes no special skills whatsoever.
I was going to say, when I saw the video about the building there, it's just like, okay, you have a left. I'm a lefty and not very skilled at anything other than talking. It looks like that might be something I might be able to do too, huh?
You definitely can.
Okay.
Anybody
so, I mean,
can.
Any skills, really no skills are really required, right?
None.
Yeah. Ken?
The build we were at in Monroe a couple weeks ago, there was a group of Girl Scouts there helping out, and they got their pictures taken with the. They actually let them cut some of the boards too, and took their pictures doing that.
No kidding! Oh wow, that's pretty awesome.
And that's the thing; it's community. It's all about community.
And I think that's really what will go here in Lenawee County, because of the fact it's going to be for the kids in Lenawee County, right here in Lenawee County too.
Yes. Nothing leaves Lenawee County. Anything that comes in is designated Lenawee County, period. Yeah. Doesn't go anywhere else.
So you're going to be having a meeting to kind of get things started here in Lenawee County. Lisa, do you want to tell us about that?
Well, it's April 8th at St. John's Lutheran Church, and the time?
6:30.
And that's, we're inviting the community, anyone who thinks they might be interested in this, for, again, looking for, like, the building managers, warehouse managers, tool managers, social media. Again, we said a lot of these things. We're just looking for some more key people in there. It's not, you don't have to say, I'm going to do this for 5 years. It could be, maybe let me look at it in, you know, 6 months or a year or, you know, and then we train other people up. So it's not a huge commitment. It's just we need people to get started with. And then if you want to, obviously, great, stay on and help us. But if you're like, maybe this is not for me, that's okay. We can, but bring more people on. And again, super easy. And so, yeah, that's the meeting will just help to kind of facilitate that and get the word out more. And
okay, this is going to be when and where again, Alicia?
April 8th at 6:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church on Adrian Highway. Looking for the address, sorry.
3448 North Adrian Highway.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah. Yep. I didn't have that memorized. I had that here in front of me, so no problem.
I want to reiterate, this is not a St. John's program. This is a community program. It's not St. John's.
This is just happened to be the meeting place, right,
correct,
Keith?
Correct.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is such a great program. And I'm so excited that you're wanting to get that chapter started here in Lenawee County. This is awesome.
Yes.
So,
and if I may, we're also looking for a facility.
Okay, because I was going to ask you that. You know, it's like, where would you put these beds together?
That's what we're looking for right now. So if anyone is out there that has an empty facility, we're looking at 400 square feet minimum just to store the beds and the tools. If anybody would like to donate a space, you know, not give it to us, but let us use it, that would be awesome. And that's going to be our number one priority is getting a facility to put the beds.
No, and that's totally understandable. Ken?
As far as building the beds, that can be at different locations.
Okay.
I think we've heard of them being at a car dealership or different places.
Yes. So we'll have generators, so we can do it in anybody's parking lot. And what I found in Monroe, they would have car dealers sponsor an entire build.
Yeah.
They would supply the volunteers. They would supply.
Oh yeah.
They would supply the lumber.
And that's a way of doing it too. Yeah.
And then you would go there, and they would have the volunteers, and they would do it right in their parking lot.
Which is cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good advertisement for the dealership, and it's good for the community to get out and get together.
Absolutely.
That's our main focus.
Yeah. Sleep in Heavenly Peace is the name of the organization looking to get a chapter started here in Lenawee County. Much success. I know this is going to be something that's going to be very successful. We just need to get the people out to be able to get this going. Right, Keith?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to thank all three of you for being on the program. Thanks for getting things going here in Lenawee County, too. Really, really appreciate it. Keith Hill, thank you so much. Really appreciate your being here.
Thank you for having us.
Alicia Masters as well. Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you for having us.
And Ken Kittner, as always, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. Once again, I want to make sure that I repeat this once again. Sleep in Heavenly Peace meeting, April 8th. 6:30 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church on North Adrian Highway. And if you're interested, come on out and get this started. And let's get this going here in Lenawee County. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.